So that is a wind reading and an automatic rain gauge. And that's the official rain gauge in the ground.
That looks like your dog could knock it over.
I know, yeah. He couldn't, but he could pee in it. And he pees on everything. So I wouldn't be surprised if I've got rain in there, which is not rain. No, I don't.
If it wasn't for unpaid volunteers like Jono Ingram and his predecessor Harold Flett, there would be no official weather records for the tiny town of Donald here in Victoria's Western Wheatbelt. But these all-important daily observations don't just get logged and forgotten. They're posted daily on the town's very own weather station Facebook page, complete with photographs and even the odd video. At last count, Jono had more than 1,000 followers.
Last week, I recorded 0.2 of a mil on Thursday morning and 0.4 of a mil. I think that was Saturday morning or something like that. So
you must have been excited to get that out there. Like,
well,
hey!
That 0.2 of a mil, that was the first official reading from the new location of the Donald Bureau of Meteorology rain gauge.
Comes off like that.
Hello, I'm Danny Grindley. Jono has just been given the title as the Bureau of Meteorology's official rainfall observer and recorder in Donald, but he's been jotting down weather data for most of his life.
I've termed myself a weather nerd. My dad, he was an agronomist, and so we used to always log rainfall, but I don't know, I was probably about 12 or 13 when I started doing that. I would log the rainfall.
So this is back in Dubbo where you grew up?
Yep, back in Dubbo, which had a lot higher rainfall than what we do here.
A bit more exciting.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's 24-inch country or something rather up there, and I think we're about 14 or something down here. I was just obsessed by it and looking at records and what the records were. I could spend hours as a teenager trawling through the Bureau of Meteorology weather, the records, the climate data, and I still do it. I do it for places in the States or go to the UK or something or other and just look at weather data just because it's interesting.
Yes, it sounds.
Yeah, it's super interesting. It is.
Well, if you're defining nerds as people that are interested in the weather, you are in nerd capital of the world here.
That's
you
right.
You found a lot of interest. Is that why you started to share that more broadly on social media?
People just appreciate local information. I don't know if people even realise that we get all our temperature, official temperatures on the news. You know, it'll say Donald on the map. It's not Donald. It comes from Charlton. Mm. So I started the Donald Weather Station page. Started to get people not only from Donald, but around the region, around Horsham, up at Jeparit. I think there's someone at Rainbow that comments on things from time to time. And then duck shooters in Melbourne. They want to know when Lake Bullock fills.
Yes. And so how many are you at now?
I think it's about 1150 now.
Do you know the population of Donald?
There's 1700 in Donald. So a vast majority would be from Donald or at least the surrounding regions.
And do you get much interaction from others telling you you're wrong, which is what Bureau staff cop a lot?
Yeah, they do. They don't direct it at me, which is good. I'm pretty clear I'm not the Bureau of Meteorology.
Hold up. You are now.
I am. I'm not the Bureau of Meteorology as a forecaster, which is often where people get frustrated, and rightly so. You know, you look at the map and you see that Victoria's covered with radar coverage except for the wheat belt. You know, the Wimmera and the Southern Mallee just doesn't have radar coverage, which is a bit odd.
You seem like a fairly happy-go-lucky kind of bloke. It must have been fairly depressing just reporting a complete lack of rain for such a long period.
Yeah. I mean, the odd thing about me, I'm interested in extremes. So we had August last year. I was actually bitterly disappointed that I actually had to log rainfall for August. Rain fell on the last day of July, which gets logged on the 1st of August. And so I was actually really disappointed by that, even though actually a lot of rain would have been great. I think the real outlier in this year is when you take this year with the last 2 or 3 years. Officially, Donald's had 240 mils this year, but the Donald Weather Station hasn't quite got 180 mils.
That's an incredible difference.
Yeah, we have a vast difference. So if I took the Donald Weather Station record there and add that to some of the previous years, it's taken us about 22 months to get an average rainfall year. So subsoil moisture levels are just super low, which is not good news for cropping.